Hello and welcome to We the People, when one of the country's best-known liberal arts colleges, that's right, we're talking about St. Stephen's, decides to make a controversial proposal saying that 40% of seats in college should be reserved for boys. You can imagine that the proposal sets the cat among the pigeons. The argument that St. Stephen's made was to say that it was necessary to basically balance a skewed gender ratio. The outcry within college and from many alumni, of which, in the interest of disclosure, I am one, led to the college holding back for now. But many people believe that this is a proposal that could be revisited by college authorities in the future. It's triggered a wider debate, a debate where many are asking that quotas for boys in a liberal arts college or in fact in any institution may be wrong, but then why are all girls' colleges okay? In fact, why do we need single-sex educational institutions at all? Tonight on We the People, coming from a women's college, Kamala Nehru College, that's the question we're looking at. Chandan Mitra, if I can start with you. This is, in fact, the argument you made. You said this was a controversial proposal made by the St. Stephen's College principal. And you said, leave aside the proposal, but if this proposal is wrong, why are all institutions not co-educational? Do you believe the time has come to do away with women's colleges?
Absolutely. I think this is exactly the argument I was trying to make. That, look, you have said that St. Stephen's College 40% reservation for boys is wrong. It's, of course, the politically correct sections of society have raised a huge hue and cry that how can you reserve anything for boys? But the fact is that so many colleges are women's only. And the argument I made in the article also was that St. Stephen's, once upon a time, was a co-ed college. But later, Miranda House was kind of carved out of Stephen's for an all-women's college. And St. Stephen's became the all-male college.
Yeah.
Later, in 1975, they decided to reintroduce co-ed in college.
When you were the hapless president of the Students'
I was the hapless president
society.
And under tremendous pressure from my male vote bank, so to speak, to kind of put up a fierce resistance. I did for a while, but eventually succumbed. But, you see, the real problem is that today, in all fresh admissions, girls outnumber boys 66-34.
You mean outperform, not outnumber.
Well, I mean, obviously they're performing well. Nobody is disputing. They are topping the IAS, IFS, your CBSE, ICSE, all that's correct.
Yeah.
But then, there are so many institutions that are exclusively for girls. Now, where do the hapless boys go? Whoever performs reasonably well in Stephen's, its admission is just 34%.
So
these are good institutions.
So you're saying it's hypocrisy to criticize the boys' quota,
precisely,
but support women's colleges.
Absolutely.
Manisha Karayar, you have studied at Doon School, but you've also studied at St. Stephen's College. Do you think there's any merit to now doing away with single-sex educational institutions?
I am a victim of single-sex education. Since I went to Wellham School at the age of 7, then suffered my adolescence at Doon School, during which period women were a rumor, and then went to a single-sex St. Stephen's College, where women were a chimera, and it was not until the age of 21 that I actually discovered that another half of humanity existed. And as a result of that, I've got so completely screwed up that my plea is that we should completely ban single-sex education. I belong to a family where three of us brothers, boys, were all at St. Stephen's. And then I had three daughters, and all of them went to St. Stephen's. But the reason why we were screwed up was that there was none of, you know, the likes of you there. And when my daughters went, then they were surrounded by men. No, the only other male in my family is the dog. So I've learned this is the divide. And I really think there's nothing more perverted than this British public school system of keeping men, boys and girls apart when their hormones are jumping all over their system and desperately looking for each other. And I didn't know that women existed until we had the 4 into 400
district athletics competition on the main field of Dude School.
Now, you know, there's this old story that Natwar Singh went back to St. Stephen's College.
No, let me tell that story.
Tell
because
the story.
Everyone gets it wrong.
Okay.
The true story is that I was called to the informal discussion group at St. Stephen's, and they took me into the principal's room to sign the visitor's book. I didn't know what to write, so for inspiration, I started looking through previous entries and came across this entry which said, K. Natwar Singh, Minister of External Affairs. And then in the remarks column he wrote, I am what I am because of St. Stephen's. So I asked for a pencil and wrote under it, why blame the college?
But I was going to say today that you're blaming the college for everything you are.
Now they correct me, because when they made it a women's college, the first women's hostel was established in Allnut South, which is where I was. Yeah. So at long last, there's a girl in my bed.
All right, metaphorically speaking. Now, you know, Ramachandran, as a principal of a women's college, I'll tell you this. Chandan Mitra and Manishankar Iyer agree on almost nothing. But today you have them agreeing on this one fact that you can't keep the girls away.
I would still defend women's colleges.
Because?
Because we are still a society where parents do make a choice for their children. Many families may not send girls to higher education if they were not all women's colleges. So I think that choice, we need to have all kinds of institutes. Let us also admit one thing. If you look only at the education sector, it seems unfair to have women's colleges. But if you take the entire industry, if you take government services, what is the percentage of girls working there?
Yeah.
So till we balance that, I think we would need women's colleges.
So over time, do away with them. But Chandan, quick rebuttal to that.
Well, you know, let me say that while this may be true still, in certain parts of rural India, I do not think this is applicable at all in urban India today. There is probably no other country in the world which has, you know, single-sex educational institutions.
Well, about, in England, some of the most elitist schools continue to be boys' schools, by the way.
Yeah, there are some boys' schools. Really? I think they should be, similarly, they should be abolished and they should be made co-educational.
Okay.
And finally, the last point I would like to make, you see, you're talking about government jobs and so on. Take journalism. In journalism, too, I think the day is not far off when we'll have to think of a reservation for men.
Not at the top job, though. Top jobs are still occupied by you guys.
Yeah.
Mani, you wanted to come in there before
I think women's colleges should really be phased out. But in the interests of allowing conservative families to further ruin the lives of their daughters, we could perhaps allow these single-sex women's colleges, but we should completely ban single-sex men's colleges.
Does it pass to Dune School?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I think Dune School should immediately be made co-educational. Kashmir House and Hyderabad House should become the girls' hostel. And if we kicked out all the Kashmir House boys and the Hyderabad House boys, it would become a much better school, because then it would only have Tata House boys like me.
Okay. Kabir Bedi, you were at Sherwood when it was a boys' school?
It's now co-ed.
It's now co-ed. And then you went to St. Stephen's College.
It's now co-ed.
It's now co-ed. Improvement? Do you think that single-sex schools and colleges need to be phased out?
I'm not sure they need to be phased out. But I want to say that, you know, unlike a lot of my friends, colleagues, and even Stephenians, I do believe in the concept of reservations, especially for those disadvantaged economically, especially for those who've historically suffered inequity. I do not believe that men are in that category, because by virtue of their gender, I do support women's quotas in, say, the political process, panchayat elections, zilla elections, elections to the state assemblies, Lok Sabha, etc.
You're saying women may still need that protectiveness and men don't?
Yes, I do believe that, you know, given the social fabric of our country, there are a lot of people that are far more comfortable sending their children to exclusively girls' schools.
So it's coming back again and again to the orthodoxy, the irrational orthodoxy of parents.
No, the fact is, it's there. It exists. It has been created. A lot of people wouldn't send their children to school or college in India if it was co-ed.
Okay.
We have to deal with that social reality. But let me just say one thing. I was at Sherwood when it was a boys' school. The girls' school across the hill was All Saints, where my sister went. It didn't prevent us from going to meet the girls, breaking bounds. So those who are sending their children to girls' schools thinking they're safe from boys, Let me caution them, they're not. So boys get wherever girls are.
So you don't believe Mani when he says he didn't know the other half till he... Till
I personally attribute it to his Tam Bram upbringing. I can't imagine a Punjabi saying the same thing.
Buddy,
it didn't deter anyone. That within the 10 or 15 years that passed between my coming into this world and Kabir coming into this world, there was a sea change in women who discovered that they didn't have to listen to their mothers and they could do what they wanted. Now, alas, in my time, I've now discovered at the age of 70 that they were looking longingly at me at 17.
Well, 70 is the new 50 or 40 or whatever. Geeta Chandran, as somebody who's graduated from a women's college, do you think that there is a kind of ghettoization, a kind of patronizing assumption behind women's colleges that is outdated today?
I think these spaces are still important. Firstly, the networking that happens there is important, and I think all women are not as aggressive and they do need some spaces to flower. And I don't agree with Chandan when he said that in an urban scenario, you don't need this kind of a space, because I've served in the governing body of this particular college and I've seen the kind of profile. These colleges were conceived in the 60s and Delhi has grown in a very, very strange way where you've kind of done away with all these villages around this this particular area. And the men in those villages have come into so much of money and lawlessness, etc. The women were pushed further back. And if they didn't have opportunities of colleges like this, they would never access education, higher education, ever.
But here's the question then. Can we object to a boys' quota on principle? I think that's the question that Chandan is putting out there today.
From you know, this is interesting. From I was kind of reading some of the articles. From chick chart to moving to actually asking for reservation is an interesting move in about 20 years.
Does any Stephanian want to take on chick charts?
Chick charts.
There are guys' charts too.
Oh, well, Prashanto's there. Prashanto, as a younger person, do you want to take on whether chick charts are sexist?
Well, I mean, there were guys' charts too. There were all kinds
of other
charts.
They were,
They were less visible. They were a lot less visible. But, you know, I mean, there's an assumption here that boys are competing on the same plane and they're not making it. That assumption is incorrect, because what's happening is St. Stephen's draws from the top one percentile of, you know, people in terms of academic and extracurricular achievement. Boys in that category, they've had an explosion of options. There are 8 new IITs. Yeah. Okay, there are about 50 new engineering colleges. These IITs, they're about 80% boys or more. Now, those boys are no longer taking this up. Now, what we are doing is, by allowing this to happen, we are perpetuating, you know, the stereotype that boys should go to engineering, girls should go to liberal arts and science education.
Hang on, so you're saying that boys have many more options today, and this is a way of a good liberal arts college to say, listen, come here, we'll give you seats.
No, I am completely against the idea of the quota. But I believe we could look at affirmative action of a kind which involves, for instance, outreach to schools where both boys and girls are told that there is a value, there's a continuing value to liberal arts and science education.
Okay. Before I come to Padma Rao, I'm seeing hands raised. Chandan, you wanted to come in there?
Everybody knows what St. Stephen's College is. So I don't think the outreach program and all is of any consequence. Everybody knows.
The outreach program is not about St. Stephen's brand. It's about whether you should take a liberal arts education seriously. At all.
Are you saying it's not a thing for boys to do anymore?
It's what the parents think. The parents
don't
believe boys.
Don't even have.
Okay. There is a huge change. There is a huge change in the nature of the job market. Earlier, places like St. Stephen's were seen as places, as finishing schools for the Indian Foreign Service, the Indian Administrative Service, the Police Service, or nice jobs in corporations. Now, the marketplace has changed completely. Government jobs aren't as attractive as they used to be. The needs of the private sector have changed completely, and which is where Prashanto's point comes in.
But do you therefore, buy that the quota is needed boys, to draw the boys?
Less of the highest intelligent boys are applying to St. Stephen's, which is why you have the skewed ratio of girls being in greater
money
numbers.
Quickly,
but it's also resulting in this dreadful business of most of the IAS and IFS intake now consisting of doctors who don't know how to do surgery and engineers who can't build bridges deciding to administer the country.
Are you being a Stephanian snob and saying they were the best bureaucrats that there were?
I have absolutely no doubt that we were A, the best bureaucrats in the world, and B, that we ran the worst bureaucracy in the world, and therefore none of our children has been encouraged by us to come into this.
Padma Rao, you were what, when St. Stephen's opened its doors to women, when Chandan was the president of the Students' Union, you were the second batch of women elected?
Yeah. I was the second batch of girls.
And Padma, you wrote in a column reminiscing of the old Delhi that you grew up in.
Yes.
You said you were 12 women? How many women?
We had a wonderful time because we were about 35 women and there were 1,500 men.
There used to
be
no
chick charts, but there used to be dart boards with the names of the 30 women and these would appear in Cooler Talk and Spice and the names were very...
On the less serious note,
yes.
Or maybe the very serious note, you wrote that we were 35 women surrounded by boys, oh, those gorgeous
glorious boys. Glorious boys, 1,500
gorgeous,
boys.
1,500 gorgeous
1,500
boys.
Glorious
boys. Now, if
boys.
A boy said this about a girl, you'd call him sexist.
No, not at all.
Of course you would.
No, since you said it was on a lighter note and, since Mani was bemoaning the lack of women during his time, I just thought I'd continue on that line.
Before,
I'd just like to make two. More serious points. One is to what Chandan was saying. Guys who don't get into St. Stephen's College or don't get into, and there are too many women's colleges.
Yeah.
So where do they go? I think what we need are more colleges. That's what we need. Whether we need women's colleges or men's colleges is a separate
issue. But the
argument
that Chandan would make is that the girls have those options, the boys don't.
But even the girls, it's a very very slim percentage of girls who have to do well and who have to compete and to get in there.
But before I go to Lata, as a Stephenian, I remember my first protest, as it were, in life, was to get up and say, why aren't girls in college allowed into BA Pass and BSc General? Nobody had thought of it. They just
Well, our first question in life, to go back to a lighter note, is why aren't women allowed into residence? And then we had into the boys' hostels.
And then
we had an unwritten law that the boys had to leave their doors open at an angle of 45 degrees so that the dean could, sort of keep an eye if there were women, whether there were women inside.
Yes, but my question is, when a college allows women only in the 70s, when it only allows girls into these courses a few years ago, is that college in a position to talk about a boys' school?
Not at all. I don't agree with reservations of any kind. However, having said that, and one has to be realistic, there are sections of our society which, and I wouldn't call that, I wouldn't criticize them. I wouldn't call them orthodox and, for instance, madrasas, for instance, there are certain religions. I mean, why? Even I'm a product of a convent school. All the schools I attended, except for one when I was very little, were all girls-only schools.
But isn't it outdated today?
I think it's a matter of choice. I just think that the most urgent thing that we need are more colleges.
Lata,
that's what we need. I don't think
principal of a co-educational school of which I am an alumni, modern school. Do you buy that? Do you buy that the stage hasn't come for the phasing out of single-sex institutions?
Barkha, I think I need to answer this in two parts.
Yeah.
And I want to begin by saying what happens in my admission room. It's very interesting to watch parents. If you ask them, where did you go for your schooling? One would say, I went to Wellams. The other would say, I went to Doon. And the reason for coming to Modern is that I don't want to send my child to a single-sex school. But if I look at the kind of reservations we have in the admission process, we have something called as single girl-child quota. I think there's sense or merit in that because if you look at the sex ratio, it's very skewed. So there is some meaning in that kind of a reservation or quota process. Otherwise, I think we should systematically phase out. None of it is real world. And I also believe that what Padma is saying is true. We need to have more colleges. I want to say that over the last 12 years, I have seen a systemic change where from having just about 20 children in the A section, which was called humanities in our school, today it's oversubscribed.
Small thing I want to add.
Meera
to what she was saying. I completely agree with her. My son is 22 years old. He went to a co-education school, modern school specifically. And I find that, his approach and attitude to girls and women, it tends to be very, very different from the boys who studied exclusively at a boys' institution.
Just hold your thought. Let's take a few questions here.
St. Stephen's also has an interview process. So why can't they kind of decide these many boys and these many girls? Why keep a quota? And the other thing is, I think there are certain courses which are only in girls' colleges, so boys can't enter.
For example?
Psychology.
Yeah.
You need to go to Bombay.
A boy can't study psychology?
Because in Delhi, you have to go to Bombay.
Only two colleges offer
it. This is a great example of a kind of sexism against boys, Meera.
Well, no, it was true that till about a year or two ago,
Only women's colleges offered psychology in Delhi University. Yes. But after protest, two co-ed colleges now have it.
I think more need to do that.
No, but I think that there's an important point being raised here, that there are some courses, for example, like journalism. By the very fact that there are more women's colleges, there are more seats for journalism available, Meera, to women than there are to men. I mean, isn't that true? So is the boy right in saying that, listen, hang on, this is a kind of sexism against the guys?
Yeah, right. There is this professional profiling that he talked about. But there's one thing I want to tell you, Barkha, can I?
Yes.
We are overplaying this conservatism and orthodoxy card. Do you know that most LSR alumni, empowered women in distinguished positions, send their daughters to LSR? So it has nothing to do with that. There is another aspect.
To do with security.
Somehow women's colleges have a greater credibility as institutions where better learning takes place. I think this also is an important fact.
The three Stefanians on this side are going to beat you up.
Having repeatedly been to LSR, but in the more advanced years of my life, I assure you it is the best college in the university.
Yes. You're being a traitor.
Stephen is a poor second.
I don't agree.
But
there's no dispute that LSR is a very good college. And all the more reason why it should not keep itself confined to women.
Okay, here's the thing. Lata, hang on. I have to take a break. And I think we've zoned in on one very important point raised by Padma. The original reasoning for women's colleges was that women would be crushed in courses that they wanted to pursue that were traditionally not seen to be for them. Has it now just become about parents hoping that their daughters and their sons aren't sleeping with each other? Is that what it's all about? We'll take a break. We'll take the questions from the audience after a break. Idea of single-sex educational institutions become redundant. This thought provoked by a contentious proposal in St. Stephen's College, my old college, suggesting that boys now need a quota because there is a skewed gender balance. I've got with me a young Stefanian here who has a question for Chandan Mitra.
Sir, since you were in the union around 3.5 decades ago, you might like to know that in these 3.5 decades, there has been simply one female president. And every time a woman has tried to run for the election, there has been a spice every time saying, go make rotis, go back to the kitchen, which is shameful. Doesn't that show that in a co-ed institution, like Stephen's even, it's very difficult for a woman to really come up and do something like that?
In my time, the assumption was that if you weren't in residence, which is what Stephen's calls a hostel on campus, you couldn't run for president. And that time there was no res either, so that was a problem too. Has that changed at all?
Well, even now there are females in residence, and even when they try to run an election, that's the same kind of criticism that they face.
Well, Lucy, as they say, women are their own worst enemies.
This is not the women. How do you know it's the women?
Otherwise, tell me, with a 66-34 ratio in favor of women, how can they lose elections?
Absolutely.
That means obviously women don't band together.
Prashant, do you want to take that
Can I add a few?
Yes.
You see, there was a time where it's true. I remember in one election, a young lady actually polled the highest number of votes. But after she won it, she was disqualified. On the ground that under the rules, the president of the union has to stay in residence.
Yeah.
And that time, there was no residence. But from that, you have a situation where 3 out of 6 blocks, hostel blocks in college are...
I can tell you the guys went kicking and screaming. In my time, they used to say, but what will happen after we take a shower? You mean we can't roam around in our towels anymore? I mean, this was the level of resistance. But
shorts were banned at time we joined college. The first thing that the dean did when we joined college, when the second batch of girls, so to speak, joined, was to ban all boys from sauntering into the classrooms wearing their shorts and rubber chappals.
You think
that's
bad?
They used to do up to that point.
And
they
hated
it. We were banned from going into breakfast in our pajamas.
But Mani and Kabir, do you accept that? There is so much innate misogyny and sexism that it's not quite the time to talk about phasing out single-sex institutions or to talk about a boys' quota. I mean, that's what he's talking about, sexism.
It's not based on this example because you've got 65% women there. So if women are not getting elected to the role of president or whatever, it's not really a quota or, you know, sexual discrimination or whatever. It's simply merit.
Mani, do you buy that it's just merit?
You know, at
I mentioned that I'd been at Cambridge. At that time, the Cambridge Union didn't allow women to become members of the union. And they'd sit in the gallery, and I actually had a chap say, as he looked up at them, he says, one pearl, two knits, one pearl, two knits. To that extent, there was sexism. Then just after that, women were admitted in. And today, I think it averages out at about 50-50. So nobody now is looking at whether they're men or women, but whether they make a good president
Kabir,
or not.
Kabir, do you buy that?
You know, the fact of the matter is, I look at the larger picture, you know. If Hillary Clinton comes to India and she sees, you know, Didi in Bengal and Amma in the south and Madam at the center and Auntie in Delhi and the president and you too, as women power in India, it looks as though women are in a very commanding position.
But it's not the case.
Yes, you are great role models, and more importantly, the ground reality will change as a result of all the changes that are being mandated through quotas at all levels of the political process.
Are you convinced by the answers you heard?
No, not really, because they're assuming it's the women who aren't voting. They're forgetting that every time a woman tries to stand, it's the men who shoot her down with those nasty...
But they're saying if there are enough women, she should win anyway.
Well, she's so scared of standing every time when
exactly.
She gets comments.
Exactly,
like,
that's the point.
We need the spaces are
okay, Geeta, why do we need the space? Is the space to assume, in the mistaken way, as Kabir says, that my kids are too young for their sexual, or for this to confront their sexuality?
No, I don't.
Or is there a more serious reason for
this? I think
spaces?
The skill basket that you need today are so much, and I think the 3 years that you get is so important to prepare yourself for what's coming. And I think there is an issue of security also, Barkha, because I think Delhi is not very safe.
Isn't that, forgive me for saying this, and I want to take this to Lata, isn't this sort of being casting this protective shroud around women and not encouraging them to be tough? I mean, all of us went by DTC. In fact, today I find that nobody takes public transport anymore. I find that kids today are getting protected in a way that
on
we
the
never
one
were.
Hand, but again, we seek equality. On the other hand, we speak of seeking additional protection. I don't quite understand.
It doesn't
you
add
know,
up.
That's the jarring thing about so-called women's liberation.
No, I think if we are talking of security, I think get out of school, they still have to live it. Get out of college, they still have to live it. So what is the security within schools and within colleges? So that is one issue. Secondly, the amount of harm that's coming to any individual is not just from the other sex and outside. It's happening all the time, and there are so many other forms of crimes that are happening.
Yeah. You know, I actually ask my girls, are you here by choice or did your parents choose for you? You would be surprised, the smarter the girls, the more progressive families they seem to come from are the ones who say we are extremely happy here. You know, as Geeta said, women are still learning to be aggressive. In school, they are protected. In college, the first time they have a chance to actually compete for posts, you know, student office bearers and so on. And I'd like to use this phrase that in a women's college, all posts are manned by women. And it is in this gendered language that the whole paradox lies.
But here's the paradox of the gender debate, because there are women who would not want the gendering of their experience in school and college. There are others who are saying we need it, but nobody's saying the poor boys need it except Chandan. And he's kind of just about saying it. There's a young girl here who has a question.
My question is, how can you talk about reservation for boys when women have been denied an education and any access to this for thousands of years? I have always been a part of an all-girls institution right from school, and now I'm in a girls' college. And I do believe that it does provide a different kind of environment, but I don't agree with the fact that being in a, co-ed college would be, conducive to better development, because women are equally competitive, in fact, more than men.
Okay. I think what it's... That busts that myth.
I think what it's more than you...
Why can't we then have all boys colleges?
Okay.
Then what's the logical...
Then what's wrong with all boys colleges? Does anybody want to take that?
I would like to start with saying something. I am from Hindu. That's in North Campus.
Yeah.
My college doesn't have a girls' hostel at all.
Yes.
Yeah, because staying in a scenario like that, and then you're asking for a boys' quota. I mean, are you that scared? I know girls are taking the first to position IAS exams, but do you see that 300 and something seats are covered by boys and 197 seats are covered by girls? The ratio down there is still not equal. So how does it matter if they're first, second, third?
Your example is a very important one, because you're in a co-ed college which has a hostel for boys but not for girls.
Yeah, exactly. And I would just like to mention that in a girls' college, it is more difficult to stand for positions because girls are not that easy to compete with. I'm in a boys' co-ed college. I could not stand for positions because there's a boys' hostel and it's damn difficult to stand for positions when you have a boys.
The problem on a lighter vein, I would say this is why that is Hindu. And this is
you guys gave us a residence very late.
But I'm sorry, Hindu, I know. I mean, Hindu has not changed at all. Yeah. It was co-ed all along, but it was always the college across the road, and they could not modernize.
You know, it's very interesting to watch what is happening at the college level, because we come from the schooling sector. But the more interesting point is, we are talking of aggression, we are talking of competition. I want them to grow up developmentally appropriate. If they grow up well, I'm sure when it comes to playing the level field, they will do just as well.
I also want
to say that today we are talking, I mean, we have gone into the armed forces, we have climbed, there's a Bachindri Pal out there, you name it, and we have the women there.
You're going on saying again and again, it's an unreal existence to
absolutely
keep women shielded.
That's the point I'm
Mani,
making.
Mani, can I ask you something? Virginia Woolf was the example of an author, you know, who wrote about not being able to access parts of the university that she wrote in, which is how so many of her books were born, and which is how A Room of One's Own was born. Now, I want to ask the deeper question. What was the original basis to create single-sex institutions?
Yes, there was a deeper reason. It was conscious discrimination against women.
Yes.
Right through the 19th century, they used to cover up the legs of tables because it reminded the men of women's legs.
Yeah.
In France, which dedicated itself to the principle of liberté, égalité, fraternité, because they dropped sororité, and it was only for fraternité, women didn't get the vote till 1945.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when at long last we got equal opportunity given to women, unsurprisingly, women are doing better than men. And if St. Stephen's College ever implemented this ludicrous proposal to have reservations for men, I would return my St. Stephen's certificates and say that this is a college which is no longer worthy of me. I know that the Lord has given more brains to women, or more brains to more women than to men, but He's not denied brains to us.
Yeah.
So let's compete with the women.
Okay.
And if we manage to get
Kabir
in well
first
and good...
Jack Nicholson said women are smarter and they don't play fair. But that, jokes aside, I don't believe that women are necessarily smarter than men. I think the skewed ratio that's happened in St. Stephen's is a result of the kind of courses they offer and the changing demands of the marketplace. If they want to have more men, it's not a matter of imposing more quotas for men, which is quite ridiculous, but changing their courses to offer more what the marketplace is demanding, new generation young men.
But isn't that also the gendering of education to assume that boys don't want to study history or boys don't want to study
English? Well, the reality is that a lot of boys are going in for finance, engineering, managerial skills, etc. Not that girls aren't, but more girls are going for humanities
and
science than boys.
When it's a question of academic competition, it's a different issue. But here we're talking about the genders. I think, you know, I'd almost term this segregation much more than even reservation, which is dangerous. The minute you start segregation, and I think it's counterproductive to an co-educational institution, precisely because what co-education gives boys and girls is a very healthy approach and a healthy image of each other. And let's not forget, we live in this country, and especially the city, which Geeta, you know, feels is very dangerous. I don't agree with you because I grew up here. But let's not forget that this is a country and this is a city where crimes against women are very, very high. So to what extent are we going to continue to segregate and divide?
Okay. There's a perspective of a parent here. What do parents feel? We haven't heard that. Ma'am, has this debate managed to change your mind at all, and where do you stand?
I have two children. The girl that I was admitted in DPS.
So you did send your girl to a co-ed?
I did send, soon I took her out from there and I sent her to Mater Dei.
Why did you? So you switched from a co-ed to a single-sex school. Okay, why did you do that?
Because I thought that my girl would be more secure and...
In what way?
In what way? Because the society that I see today, she has to prove herself out of the way. Till then, she has to grow and mature herself and put her to herself to a society that, yes, she exists.
Okay, Meera, are these the questions that you confront from many parents?
Certainly, because women's colleges do have a better credibility. In
why?
Terms of
why? How do better, you make that leap?
More effective learning taking place, greater discipline. As I said, it's not just LSR
not
alumni. Gargi alumni in high positions also put their daughters in Gargi. Barka, I want to make one point.
Yeah.
Do you know that having a women's college is a disadvantage for a woman? Let me tell you what happens in the medical colleges. I don't know if the practice is there now. Now, through Delhi pre-medical test, there were, say, 200 seats. 120 for Maulana Azad and 80 for Lady Harding. Now, the counseling started the year my daughter was in the race. And at one stage, they stopped the counseling because all the girls were opting for Maulana Azad. So what they said was that the last 80 of the 200 will have to take Lady Harding.
Yeah.
The girls went to court. And I was waiting with bated breath to see what the judgment would be. Do you know the judge gave a decision in favor of Delhi University? In other words, girls with higher rank did not get college of choice just because there was a women's medical college and boys had to be given this. So where the stakes are high, the society still suppresses women. You know, I want to make that point.
By law, abolish this. By law, abolish.
But and how can Chandan suggest abolishing, single-sex colleges? Really, I mean, given the fabric of our society, given the fact that there are still conservative communities, not just the Muslims, you know, even within the Hindus, the Christians, I mean, the convent schools that we went to when we were kids.
Yeah, but Kabir, can I argue this the other way? From speaking from a boy's perspective, a boy might say, even if you've got better marks, you have a place to go to. I don't.
That's true. But the answer to that, as what Prabha said, is more colleges. Instead of the government spending 30,000 crores bailing out an airline like Air India, which is faltering and sputtering, imagine 30,000 crores spent on educational institutions.
There's a question here.
I know a few of my friends who have had, say, 94% have not even gotten to become honours or eco honours in a college, or even not even being a St. Stephen's or SRCC, because it's 100% to get into a college like that, which nobody can even imagine to get. So why don't we just have more seats? That's more prevalent.
Coming back to that again and again, but this example raised by Meera, Geeta, do you think it's fair? It doesn't feel fair to the girls, by absolutely, but is it fair to the boys? Because you heard that young boy there saying, but there are more seats for some courses. Yes.
One is I applaud modern school for having giving so much a priority to humanities, but this is not a situation in the smaller towns. I've been to Kanpur, I've been to Kota, and many of the schools, believe you me, does not have humanities at all. That whole idea that humanities is gets you nowhere has to change
anyway.
And it has to change. It has to change. In the smaller towns, it's yet not change.
Okay, I've got really a young woman, just a minute, who actually thinks that the boys don't have it that easy. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm doing my honours in journalism from Kamala Nehru College. There are only 5 colleges in Delhi University that offers an honours in journalism. Yes. And out of that, there are only 2 colleges that are co-ed colleges. And there are only 23 seats each in both the co-ed colleges. And that, even there is a heavy competition between the girls and
boys. So you're saying it's a disadvantage for boys in some
ways? Yeah, definitely. Yes. Just one point.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a whole issue of demand and supply. And also the way our society has evolved. It's men who are the breadwinners. They must go to engineering colleges. Mm-hmm. You ask the boys if they want to study psychology, they'll say yes, but my parents want me to do physics and chemistry and engineering and go into those colleges.
Yeah.
So you have these IITs full of men, and by the time they're 40, they go back to farming after they've made all the money. So it's what is it that is driving them? They go write books, they go into the hills, they have all the money and write poetry. We
see. Chandan, the society, the guys who are trapped in their gender cliches as well?
Yeah. I'm a bit surprised by Lata's argument.
I think
you see, number one, this boy is not going for humanities, I don't think is entirely correct. Mm. There is a certain this thing, beeline is made for the IITs and IIMs and so on. But you see, in the management institutes, you increasingly see virtual parity between men and women.
Yeah.
Why have these quotas, sub-quotas, Falana quota, Dikana quota? It just complicates matters. You just make all colleges and create a level playing field. Till then, if you can't create a level playing field, which is where I started my argument, in that event, please allow a boys' quota.
Yeah. I think nothing wrong. Quick break, then final comments. In a country where, as Kabir said, there are women in almost all the positions of power, the country that gave women the right to vote as this country was born, has that gender gap been bridged? Last comments coming up in 2 minutes. In this last segment on We the People. Have we reached a point in the gender evolution of our society where women's colleges, if not phased out immediately, should at least look at themselves and think of opening their doors to boys, just as a number of boys' schools have done that? Before we take final comments, some questions from the young people here.
So many people made the point that the girl needs to be protected and the parents think that the girl has to be protective. And the same people said that in a girl's college, they're more fierce, you know, they're becoming more fierce and everything. So I feel if this is not the right time to phase it out eventually, then what is the right time? When will that time come?
That's actually, I think, at the heart of that debate. Ma'am,
I come from a very small town, studied in a convent all-girls school. But after my school, my father pushed me into a co-ed college just for this reason, that you need to go out and see what it is like to be with the other gender. And that is what I think gave me a lot of confidence. I think we need to phase out these all-girls institutions, at least at the college level.
Okay, I think that's somebody who's experienced life from both ends. All right, let's hear from this young boy here.
We as students studying in a skirt after studying 12 years in a school which is purely boys' school, I really think we have not developed the confidence of even talking to girls.
Okay, this is interesting because we've heard all about the all-girls perspective and not the all-boys. You're from St. Columbus?
Yeah.
And you feel that you're underconfident in dealing with the real world as populated by women because you're at an all-boys?
Yeah, because when we're talking about real world, it is not a single sexed institution, what we're talking about. So it's purely...
You want to add to that? You're also from St. Columbus?
I'm from St. Columbus. See, so first of all, we know what you go through because we've been going through that for 12 years.
You mean Manisha Karayar, who missed all the women?
Yeah, so we also go through that. And also, Vedi sir, we also have a ladder which connects us to CGM. So, and aside apart from that, see, the thing is, it works both ways. You know, if you have a person from DPS or modern who's going to a single-sex institution in a college, he or she may also find it difficult to fit into that kind of a particular course of stream. Secondly, see, if you're talking about abolishing institutions at one level, maybe it's just at college, we should abolish both or we should not have either of the two.
That's Chandan's point, and it's nice to hear actually about it. We focus so much on the girls, we forget about the boys. Kabir Bedi, the boys saying the ladder's still there from St. Columbus to CGM, but it's really still not the same as being under the same roof with them.
In context of this debate, Burkha, I just want to say I'm in favor of democracy. I'm saying let every type of college exist. Let there be an abundance of colleges and, above all, an abundance of courses that give people a choice of careers in their
and
lives.
Courses so that are open to everyone.
Courses open to everyone. I think that we agree to. All right. You're from IIT and you have a gender skew in the other direction.
Yes, we had a male-dominated society in IIT. But apart from that, I'd just like to make one point. According to a study that I'd read yesterday about, in India, we require around 1,500 universities. Number is just over 300. Yeah. So we are almost 80% short of our target. Well, so right now, our main priority should be education, access to education, not the quality. Quality we'll come up with later. Something is better than nothing.
So you're saying we haven't even reached quantity to be able to look at quality. This has to be the last question.
Being a career counselor, I would say, and especially to those who are sending their daughters to single-sex girls, women's colleges, I would say send them to quiet education colleges and schools, because ultimately they have to work in corporates, organizations. They have to interact with male. So naturally, we have to make them make their personality blossom in co-ed education.
Okay, last comments. Padma Rao, last comment.
But we can't enforce that. I second what Kabir said. We live in a democracy. What we need, we agree, are more colleges, subjects open for everyone. What we cannot do is completely abolish single-sex colleges. We still have pockets of society, and we cannot, you know, doing that would be excluding those pockets of society who still wish to send their kids to. So they have to have the choice. Democracy means choice.
Okay, last question here.
Mamit, it's basically about the choice we make. A guy knows he can stand in the sun and build a building, whereas a girl will find it difficult.
So guys, says who? Engineering. Says who?
The general mass, you ask for protection, against coming out late. Ask for hours during maternity. So an engineer who's been building a railway construction in China, she can't ask for maternity leave. That is why engineering is a boy's profession, and psychology, grooming, modeling, journalism have been preferred by
because
girls.
Because women can't go.
That's why. Does anybody agree with him? Raise your hand if you agree with him. Okay, Chandan, this is actually the kind of attitude that makes a case for women's colleges because there are so many assumptions there that are so faulty.
Stereotypes must be broken.
To be fair to the young man, what he's talking about is certain inherent, let's say, abilities, you know, that men have and certain inherent abilities which women have, which are biologically determined, which are genetically determined.
But those barriers are being challenged again and again.
Prashant,
last one.
So it's not just a choice about orthodoxy. The fact is that same-sex schools, for example, overwhelmingly dominate cultural activities, inter-school events. Similarly, LSR, you know, and these colleges do remarkably well. So there is something to be said for a choice being made of a same-sex college or school versus the other, which is not purely determined by the fact that you're worried about the sexual interaction and orthodoxy.
Okay, Geeta.
Yes, I agree because I went to LSR and I think it gave me those skills which were absolutely crucial at that point of time. And the choices that I made later empowered me there to make those choices later. So I feel these spaces are important, but I agree that there are many courses from which men are kept out. That is completely unacceptable unto everybody.
I just need to say that while I think I agree with that viewpoint, the democracy must allow, therefore the idea of choices must be available to people. But I think these stereotypic views must sooner or than later leave our educational system.
Meera, just like boys' schools and colleges were forced over the years to open their doors to women, isn't it time for women's colleges to at least beginning looking at that?
Yes, we are actually beginning. Till 2 years ago, we had only women in the faculty. We now taking men. I think the right time to phase out women's colleges is when the job market can prove equal representation of both genders.
Chandan?
No, that is, I don't entirely agree. That means you'll keep waiting for another 100 years.
Why?
So,
there is prejudice in the employment?
No, prejudice, but there are realities. I mean, not all women want to take up jobs. You see, this is also a fact. I mean, let's be practical. Let's not only talk theory. The point is that probably because the girls are doing very well, when it comes to getting admission in colleges, naturally, they are outstripping the boys. Now, I think that creates a concrete problem because gender equality is the goal. Gender bias should not happen. Right?
Those of you who think that you should phase out single-sex schools and colleges over time, raise your hand. Well, I think that's the majority opinion here. Kabir.
It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of temperament. The real issue is one of shortage, not of phasing out things or phasing or closing down things, but of opening more and giving more opportunity to the incredible youth of our country.
Money.
See, I think we should have institutions of excellence. Yeah. I think St. Stephen's College was an excellent college in my day. Thanks to women having come in, it's an outstanding institution today, which is why when I saw the centenary issue of the Stephanian and saw that the famous corridor of St. Stephen's College had at the end of it a figure that looked like a girl, I wrote to the editor to say, are you symbolizing the fact that there is still light at the end of the tunnel?
Let's feel for the St. Columbus boys who are feeling very upset there. But the more important point we have to end with is an agreement that as society changes and there are more opportunities, as Lata Vaidyanathan said, real life in any case lies beyond the corridors of school and college. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's have a big round of applause for our panel.